and more. WTOP 0CD Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Emma Nguyen. Pope Francis still hospitalized in Rome, admitted yesterday with a respiratory infection. The Vatican says he'll spend several days getting medical treatment. The pontiff lost part of a lung decades ago as a young man, causing concern. The Vatican says the Pope had a good first night last night in the hospital. Anger boiling over in Congress. Two lawmakers getting into a heated debate over gun violence in the wake of the Nashville school shooting.
What are they talking about? Nothing! They don't have the courage!
That's Democratic Congressman and former educator Jamal Bowman. But Republican Thomas Massie says the answer to gun violence is arming teachers.
Every school that's allowed it has never had a shooting.
President Biden continues to press Congress to pass new gun reform legislation. It's opening day for baseball with some changes this season. There's now a pitch clock, giving pitchers just seconds between each pitch when bases are empty or with players on base. This is ABC News. An American reporter under arrest in Russia. ABC's Patrick Riebel at the foreign desk.
Russia's FSB intelligence agency says it has detained Evan Gershkovich, an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal, accusing him of spying. The FSB said it detained Gershkovich in Yekaterinburg, a city in central Russia. In a statement, it accuses him of gathering classified information on behalf of the U.S. about the activities of a military industrial enterprise. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Gershkovich is the first U.S. journalist Russia has arrested on spying charges since the Cold War. Russia in recent years has seized several Americans as bargaining chips. Patrick Riebel, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
Closing argument expected today in the trial over a ski slope collision involving actress Gwyneth Paltrow. Terry Sanderson is suing her for $300,000. Paltrow, though, says he skied into her. I'm Wynn, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mayer. Here's what you need to know. Iran authorities believe firebombed the Madison lobbying offices of an anti-abortion group last year is now in custody. On May 6, 2022, someone tossed two Molotov cocktails into the Wisconsin Family Action Office. One didn't go off, the other set a bookcase on fire. Written on the outside of the building, quote, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't safe either," unquote. No one was there at the time of the attack, which happened about a week after a draft opinion was leaked, suggesting the Supreme Court would soon overturn Roe v. Wade. The court did just that in June, sending Wisconsin back to an abortion ban set in 1849. The 29-year-old male suspect was arrested Tuesday at Boston's Logan Airport. And it's the end for Badger basketball after losing last night in the NIT semifinals. I'm Jane McNair, this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Elsa Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who someone move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics, start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Federal Lectures.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, all across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Telling you that it is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio. Coming up in this hour, in our hometown health segment, we're going to have a fire leaving more on the third floor commission. That's the emergency ambassador, Doc, who is part of the lawsuit challenging the state's 1849 criminal abortion ban, who joined Dr. Ford, also chaired the People's Mass Commission. That's the extent of Jerry Mandry in our state, and he's among the more than 300 physicians who joined Dr. Lyerly and publicly endorsed Judge Chandler Stalewitz in next week's the big state Supreme Court election, which is just 5 days away now. Kristen, but before we get to Kristen's, well, actually, Kristen's second guest for this hour, because I've been working overtime, Kristen's brought us a guest for the first half of the hour as well, Dr. Lyerly, the mother of a good retriever, way to go.
I'm just really lucky to
know so
many incredible people.
You do. Actually, I was talking with the mother of a good lady, Nicole, and Renee. You know what I missed? Just a second. I'm going to be your friend, Renee. You're watching the live stream, but Renee, she's like, would you guys just leave me the program here? I'm away for just about 2 weeks on a bridge, and I see that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is around the side of this, and I'm sitting here with Kristen Bride, and I look at the cheap promoted Dan Schaefer's thing, clearly the mixing around, and as I'm sending the note to the mother of your good ladies, I look at their feet, and I see Julia Louis-Dreyfus doing a video game. I'm like, I clearly missed out on the Julia Louis-Dreyfus appearance to promote the election game, but I got some of the next best sets. I got you. And I got all the other amazing people that you have introduced me to. We get to make a new friend today, and Renee, tell us about it.
So Renee is a friend.
I appeared out of nowhere.
I was hearing about this incredible
woman. Okay, I'm like you appeared out of nowhere. We're all under minding your own business, boring radio political people, and I come up with this, and I hear from all the people you introduced me to, having this whirlwind comes up from the horizon and sweeps people off. So I don't doubt that Renee has a story similar to yours of just having a quiet life and saying, no, we got to do more, and that's what we saw in Renee.
Pretty much, like, you're living your life, you're being a mom, you're making a difference in the world with that courage. You do everything in life, and then something happens, like, it's giant, and you decide, I need to do more. And somehow you must have that courage, and all of a sudden you find yourself putting together a giant reality that's about to happen in the institution. Renee Pappelham, welcome this morning. We are so excited to have you here. Thank you for having me.
About, because we're ready to work with the adult special needs in that area, and again, sometimes it's minding your own business. Can you tell us a bit about, we're all about trying to get people at Spark to increase their civic engagement. Sometimes it's a positive spark, sometimes it's a spark that makes you angry. Was there that kind of a moment for you in the
documents? I don't know that I was sad about it.
It was the day that I found out about the dogs, like many women around the state. I don't know that I was sad about it. I was just incredibly angry. And it just was a good time doing something different on my end, not so well. To make myself feel good, to be able to sleep at night, because honestly, to let it go the way it has gone, did not sit well, and I just couldn't let it be.
Well, this I want to first. I kind of want to work on that, but I do want to just start at the end point here, because you do have a big rally coming up that you're planning, and I'll start that first.
I do. I have a rally coming up tonight, actually, at the Charles Rumpy Theater in Green Bay, and the doors open at 6 p.m. We'll have some resource tables. They have dinner there for everyone to grab a bite to eat. Grab a table, and then speakers start at 7 p.m. And then you go until 8.
Any speakers I would know?
On the Latino, you know Dr. Hector Rodriguez?
I know of, yes.
Yeah, you'll be there speaking related to the Patrick election on the Latino community.
You're
He's Planned Parenthood Cancer Organizer for UMGB.
So you're a rally organizer now.
Yeah.
Carl King Arts Entertainment Sunday at 1 on Civic Media, and the Civic Media app.
W62 Overcast. About 8 inches of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm your all in the stair and light. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
On Mad Radio 92.7.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
WMDX.
Wait until I start to buy a house. I don't know why I didn't go. I left you by a house from
I get the impression that we talked about this a couple of times, but it seems to be getting more and more clear now that spring is really on the doorstep. But before you can get out the door, there's a flaming bag of poo on the doorstep in the form of another burst of winter weather. And Jennifer's here to tell us more about the forecast around Wisconsin as we head into the weekend. Jennifer,
good morning. Actually here for the next couple of days.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty great day for the day, for sure. And we're looking at a bunch of everything actually here for the next couple of days coming up. So, particularly here for tomorrow, Friday, going to be a different day. A chance for rain for most of the day, starting at mid late afternoon for at least a slightly below average here for most as well. A chance for rain and snow in the western part of the state in the afternoon hour, about 10 degrees below where we should be around there. For Friday in the south, central to southern part of the state, just below Wisconsin Rapids, Madison, over to the lakefront. A chance for showers and thunderstorms with the marginal to moderate risk of severe weather. That moderate risk is going to be more so in the southwestern portion of the state, and a warm front is going to come into the area. So directly behind that, a cold front will push through, but that flash of warmer and cooler weather will set up risk for tomorrow. Overall, a warm day and above average for most tomorrow, but it's the most resolved for something we're seeing going on with that, so severe weather chances. Otherwise, the state will look at more low risk potential by the nighttime hour Friday night, with Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau, and Amory Baldwin, which is warm off the road to the next year on Friday night, with about 3 to 6 inches of snow in central Wisconsin, 4 to 8 inches, a little bit more in the western part of Wisconsin. And a chance for some sort of precipitation in the form of snow or some rain snow on Saturday for most, to start off the day with cooler weather all around, and then warmer on the Saturday on Sunday, including as the warm front pushes through. Then dry for most, except for central Wisconsin, with a chance for rain or rain snow mix on Sunday as well.
Maybe said before, I'm going to say it again. Jennifer does very much ever. There's no way until it breaks you. There's only that one last one. That'll do it in a mediation. Now, maybe hopefully the single one. Jennifer, thank you very much. Have a great day. Like tomorrow, doing something. And Renee, we can be all right. Let's continue our conversation now with Dr. Wiley and with Renee Cohen about just getting involved, doing something. And Renee, we kind of covered both ends of the line that's in the middle. Are you getting motivated about going and into the big rally that you're planning that tonight? More people motivated for going on Tuesday? Let's talk about everything that's in the middle. When you talk about going to a rally, realizing that tell us what all you've been done. You've been doing more than just planning rallies. So, I mean, it's involved with billboards and other things. Tell us what all you've been doing over the past year plus.
What else can I promote? Well, as things come up, as my rally ended up again, I think the fire was still there, so I thought, well, what else can I do to promote this in people's minds? I have to keep thinking about it. So I put up a big billboard in Key Money. I work hand in hand with the Democratic Party of Key Money County. They've been an amazing resource to help me fundraise, to help me get my ideas out there. I raised enough money, so I didn't have to have a big static billboard, and then I had some more left over. I designed some a little bit provocative yard signs.
A little cuss word on there. It said, "All right, ladies, let's do this." It was a Rosie the Riveter. It was in her little talk bubble there. And then it also, I told people to vote for Democrats on the day of the midterm. And then,
this, by the way, when you talk about the Democratic Party being a resource, I think this is important to let people know. First off, there's probably a lot of folks who still aren't aware that there are national parties, the national Democratic and Republican parties, there are state parties, but there are also county parties throughout the state, throughout the country and everything. And some things are done as a party, as part of the Democratic or Republican Party, but party offices can also be a resource for people who want to do their own thing, but they need a little bit of assistance. And so, well, yes, the same could be said for Republican parties. I would say that for our purposes of this discussion, if somebody were to be in contact with their local Democratic Party, you could choose to do things through them, or you could just simply choose to get their assistance in doing your own thing.
Yes. And a lot of times for me, it was just they were a conductor, and they helped me hook up with somebody that I could use for knowledge or other resources. It's been just an amazing alliance. And I do like to move and shake outside the party. I find that I can do things, again, just slightly provocative. I'm not trying to be out there and over the line, but I am trying to catch people's eyes in a different way.
Well, that's really important when you live in a place like Kewaunee, which is not necessarily known to be a hotbed of progressive action.
Correct. Yeah, I think we need to be a little more visible. And actually, hearing from a lot of my supporters, a lot of them wanted to remain anonymous. This is a very small town, like you said, very red. And it's difficult for people to make a stance or put a sign in their yard. Whatever that sign may be, it's hard. So I understand that, and I'll take silence support as well.
Whatever that sign may be, I'm looking at some photos you sent me of the sign.
Whatever that sign may be, it's hard. So I understand that, and I'll take silence support.
Whatever that sign may be, I'm looking at some photos you sent me of the sign. You made, for example, one that says, "If my uterus fired bullets, would you stop regulating it?" I mean, it's true.
I found that to be wonderful therapy just to get my thoughts on the card.
You have speakers such as you said as well that Dr. G on social media, you created your first Facebook page. You have speakers such as people we've talked about on this show, Dr. Joel Aquino and Bruce Gates Michaels, Julie Hancock and others. So, I mean, you've been kind
Absolutely.
Of the organizer,
really
but all it needs
really
is one person to start, and then a whole lot of other people are happy to pitch in and help you.
Absolutely. It's a really great feeling. It's a really amazing experience. And all of that support is out there. You just got to look for it a little bit, and the Dems are more than happy to help you achieve your goals.
More than Dems. I mean, you are that catalyst in your tight-knit community. There's, like you said, straight people don't want to be really out there and really mobile, but there is a lot of support. And sometimes all you need is just to demonstrate that, hey,
nonpartisan in name only. I mean, after all, Dan Kelly, Jennifer Lozay was paid to give legal advice to the Republican Party. He ran his 2020 campaign out of the Republican Party offices. You've got Jennifer Lozay, who was running with significant Democratic Party help. So the parties are involved, like it or not. The outside groups are involved, like it or not. So you're involved. Now it's something like $40 million of the individual, whether you're competing with you and every other individual who wants to get involved, and yet it certainly appears to me that it's the power of the individual, whether it's you and Kristen and the Mother Hurley people and individual Door County, Kristen, that you introduced us to at one point as well. It's those individuals who can really influence individual voters. You sense that you still have that power with the individuals who are going to vote in your community.
You represent them, that you're just an average person. You can, and then I think so. Again, I think it's just that people see that you represent them, that you're just an average person and that you care. And then average people realize that something different needs to be done. Because we know the definition of crazy, right? It's doing the same thing and expecting different results. The writing is on the wall. When the dots initially came down, that last Supreme Court does appear to be politicized at least a little bit. So that if we don't vote and we don't act, we don't vote, nothing will change and it will match your power.
We mentioned Dr. Rodriguez, and so you've done billboards, you've done rallies, you've done a lot of signs. You did a TikTok. Dr. Rodriguez, why?
really should be primary, should have really amplify the message to the Latino community. I feel like it's an area that maybe we really should be pursuing or should have been pursued between a lot deeper and Latino to grab those voters, because I believe there is a social of voting. It's just, again, there's a real disconnect between the Latino community sometimes and getting to the polls. Dr. Rodriguez is so passionate about it. He's been such a great educator. Helps people understand the process, and wants to model them through it once you have a board for life. So he's doing amazing work. He helps. But his message is that I put them on the board and put them on the posters. Yeah, this is a really, really nice collaboration.
Yes, and then TikTok.
You didn't have any, you
know, only a little bit of social media experience and simply figured out how to make TikTok.
Yes, and then TikTok is amazing. I love it. We'll see how it goes with the band. I certainly never seen both sides of that debate. But it was a really nice tool, and I'm still wearing all of those buttons. Yeah, it's wonderful to predict.
Everything is constantly evolving. And, you know, when we're looking at, polling data, and that's happened in the past, we're always trying to predict what's going to happen in the future. But to Pat's point earlier, things have differed now. And now, as we're reaching back into our communities and trying to get rid of all of the garbage, the flyers, and the independent expenditures, and the national money that are trying to influence us, it really is about that personal touch and those conversations you're having with your neighbors, especially in small communities.
Now until 8 o'clock on Tuesday. What's next? You have the rally here. So what will your life be like from now until 8 o'clock on Tuesday night when the polls close?
Sunday. Hopefully I'll grab a friend that's going to be big. Probably more TikToks. I'll definitely be sending out texts to all of my friends and family, coworkers, and my mentor. I found that to be a very effective tool. So I don't know.
I agree with you that that is it's something I certainly intend to do. But again, you and I and Christian, we have much less filter than other people. But for the rest of humanity out there, what would you want that? What should that text say to be effective?
And who should that text say? Okay, so with my friends, I just let them know. So what I've realized is that people that I've joked around and hear about and hang around. So when it comes to publicity, normally they're about these things, they do not remember what elections are. It's just the human behavior and that kind of stuff. So when it comes to financial elections, some of my friends, they don't need to say much. Just, hey, the election's coming up, go to the polls. If it's somebody I know that doesn't know that much about, but definitely I'll say, hey, make sure you vote for Janet Pilatewicz, for Supreme Court judge, because obviously everybody located somewhere different. But definitely, highlight the big races that have to raise everything. So definitely, for a lot of people, it's really important to vote for Janet on Tuesday.
And these little conversations mean everything when they come from a trusted source like you.
Very much so. And by the way, while we people know most of our schools, one of the states is Supreme Court recently, I know a lot of school referendum, Nicole McCain and others have been also focused on making sure people know that these school board races are extremely essential. Along with the school referendum, there's thank you so much for coming out there as well. All of it is deserving of people's support and involvement of people like our neighbor, Apple, and Renee. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best tonight, Dr. Larry Page, on health.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Take a break here. Then Dr. Christopher Ford will join Dr. Larry for Hometown Health.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You are ABC News. I'm Emma Nguyen. Pope Francis is still hospitalized in Rome, admitted yesterday with a respiratory infection. The Vatican says he'll spend several days getting medical treatment. The pontiff lost part of a lung decades ago as a young man, causing concern. The Vatican says the Pope had a good first night last night in the hospital. Anger boiling over in Congress. Two lawmakers getting into a heated debate over gun violence in the wake of the Nashville school shooting.
What are they talking about? Nothing! They don't have the courage!
That's Democratic Congressman and former educator Jamal Bowman. But Republican Thomas Massey says the answer to gun violence is arming teachers.
Every school that's allowed it has never had shootings.
President Biden continues to press Congress to pass new gun reform legislation. It's opening day for baseball with some changes this season. There's now a pitch clock, giving pitchers just seconds between each pitch when the bases are empty or with players on base. This is ABC News.
This re-election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote and tune your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Adults Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find a care guide you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that the baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the grand goal.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with a Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yesterday, we were talking about either issues or people that are trying to improve the collective health of their community or of an entire state. Signed the letter we discussed yesterday with Kristen, and I was trying to make a graphic. More than a handful of doctors and other health professionals and med students signed the letter about the state. And the response to Kristen, I was trying to make a graphic about it yesterday. So I could do a copy of a story that just got posted at www.wi.com. And I thought, well, just put a little page of the letter in
pages.
So I grabbed the first page and then the second page, and I wanted to show the number of doctors who signed it. So there was a third page. It's 13 pages of signatures.
So
this is not one or two docs out here. Talk about the power of that as you introduce our guest.
So this is a document that contains over 300 signatures from physicians, medical students, pharmacists, nurses. It is doctors from OBGYN and all of them. etymology to infectious disease, on oncology, anesthesia, every specialty is represented. And in all of these cities, I mean, let me just list out of these cities. Hayward, Bellwether, Blumhouse, Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin, Amro, Menominee, Hayward, Big Bellville. I could go on and on. It's every corner of Wisconsin, and every family health professional. This is a really big deal because we recognize that this state of all core race has a giant impact on our ability to take care of patients. And that's why we're here this morning.
Oh, so I didn't mention
Something that Dr. Lagerle has talked about, the decisions on how to proceed, and we really dangerous, and what second emerging into this matter, is that
really can talk about the notion that Dr. Lyerly has helped us understand, but unfortunately, like your standpoint there as an emergency physician, is that when we talk about the notion of reproductive health care rights and abortion itself over the years, there has been created more than this image women because of a rest of right wing paintbrush has painted in this picture over the years that abortion is nothing more than some women who have some regrets about something and it's like going to a it's a matter of convenience. And it is so much more complex than that. And you talked about it from an emergency department perspective, dealing with women's care, miscarriages, pregnancies, what have you. But there's so much more than the very simplistic a completely inaccurate picture being painted about abortion.
And when you paint with that political brush, you just miss the intricacies of case presentations. And just that, we have many patients that come in that have miscarriages, as you said, miscarriages like that, pregnancy, which is a non-survivable pregnancy, but can be deadly for women who are experiencing it and who can't get operative care in order to terminate that pregnancy in order to save their lives. That I've seen women, unfortunately, like who have succumbed to the risk associated with this. And so these are things that, again, we know how to treat. These are things that can be easily treated by trained professionals who work hand in hand with colleagues like a doctor in the job. I want to make sure that we prevent bad outcomes when we have that quickly.
I want you to just say again, because medical terminology is great, and you talked about the things that come to the ratio. And it's all about it. You've had to watch women bleed to death because of the complications of a bad pregnancy.
Absolutely.
And this will happen more.
This will happen more, and we're seeing it in Texas. There are many cases that have happened in other states that have very similar cases, very restrictive laws in Wisconsin. This is what you can do, this is what you can't do. And physicians are frankly afraid in some cases that are sued, they would be prosecuted. For instance, in Wisconsin, a physician would be prosecuted, you go to jail as a part of the law of the land right now. In this very gray area, if someone would stand in your corner and say, this person was doing the best that they could in order to be no harm to the patient. Those things are real. And so I don't want my compatriots, I don't want my my colleagues to be hesitant in those moments when the state of mind and the women's matters.
And it is so we train for years and pain to learn how to take care of people in these types of situations. With the patient. And it is so incredibly frustrating and painful and unfair to be in a situation with a patient who is experiencing an emergency and we're faced with the decision of whether to commit malpractice, which we're going to do because we are committed to an higher luxury. Other face of felony, maybe really those are the two choices. And you see this all the time, because that's the environment that you work in. I at least have the luxury of talking through some of these situations with my patients in the clinic, but every situation you see is an emergency.
Absolutely. I've had the privilege of practicing in a lot of different communities in the state of Wisconsin throughout my career. I've been in rural Wisconsin, never even sort of borders before. And I can tell you, even in the best of circumstances, you're level one at a training center at the University of Wisconsin or the CW, these situations can be exponentially more dangerous when you're at a more critical access center, meaning the hospital that services the small community, a rural community. Where those resources are few and far between, or we don't live across the border in order to get the treatment. So those things, if you're waiting on that, you're waiting on that transport, lawyer, we don't live in LA, we have close to them. We have all sorts of things that can limit time already. And so when seconds and minutes matter, you don't want to be on the phone with the lawyer when your patient could have been down the road getting life-saving care.
And so as I said at the start of the segment, you fight all of that, fight level of the life and death decisions that have to be made. As more and more physicians and other medical professionals are choosing to increase their level of civic engagement. And it could be something as, quote unquote, simple as signing a letter about a standing court race. But frankly, there's nothing simple about that either. Because now your name is out. Now you're taking the side. So it starts as simple, quote unquote, as that. And then there's also involvement in things like Christian new and gospel ballot commission or taking part in court actions or Christian running for office. And I would say again that don't let for trying not to get involved in Dr. Ford's territory of saying you're healthy fool you. Dr. Ford's positions are notorious.
Yeah,
we're trying not to get involved in these kinds of things. So it has to be really something important to motivate people to step up.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I can tell you the positions of all the ones that are more out of my case. But you know, you're absolutely right, Matt. You know, it emphasizes how important these matters are. You know, my engagement with the Freedom of Task Commission, was that I was seeing, you know, the disparities that my patients were experiencing, you know, during the pandemic, you know, during having the lectures and everything, worst case enough. A lot of the parcel is back to all those efforts or representation at the state level. What does that look like? You know, we have some of the worst gerrymandering in the country. And so, you know, all those efforts and efforts like, you know, this letter and efforts like being interveners or got a call on this law, you know, we are trying to do all we can in the chamber and outside of the chamber in order to make our state a better place for our patients as well as for our families.
I can really can't put my patients in the eye and tell them that there are all these unnecessary barriers and that I can't do anything for them without actually trying to do something for them on the level where it does make a difference. And that is part of how the fuel that keeps me going on this higher level. But it's hard for people from other specialties, you know, for us, because we're just seeing this sort of happening in our exam rooms and in the emergency department. It's easier for us, but when it comes to ophthalmologists or health psychologists getting involved here, that to me really underlines the importance and the urgency of our engagement and recognizing that we all have to speak out here. This is a bad time.
Absolutely, and I appreciate everyone who was signed on all this letter. It was truly a multidisciplinary effort because it was across the interdisciplinary teams. We have nurses, we have techs, we have people throughout all of allied healthcare that signed on to this. And it, like you said, it emphasizes how important this is and how much it affects all of us.
We appreciate you taking some time out of your life. You can find out
if you have
we are a very pro breakfast show, so we'll let you back to that. And thank you again so much for being with us today.
$40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the tools for practice.
The way we did try to pop.
Over if you were 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the colorectal cancer alliance at ccalliance.org.
Yeah.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and Gag Council.
.7 WNBX, the truth you can't ignore.
I'm looking at the motherhood for good.
page last night on Instagram, and there she is doing a live video with her. I am happy to find her walking into the next room right now and just appear on camera with her.
Well, as a matter of fact.
Instead of Jerry Seinfeld, it's just Kramer sits next to Lou.
I've met Jason Alexander before, so I've... I like Jordan. I don't think Jordan. I've met Jason Alexander before, so they're very great cast. And yes, the content that General Lab is promoting as well. The showrunner, pardon me, ahead of the April 4th general election. Very exciting, and there's a lot of content involved as well. So the showrunner for the week also joined a lot of members of the show while we were out last week. Randy Whitford was sharing some content as well earlier this week, across the star of the West Wing. So a lot of people getting involved, a lot of attention on the race. Civic Media will be doing a election night coverage of cross-state or state again. Coming up on Tuesday, April 4th, so we'll visit both the primary races and do it again referendums. We'll have reporters from around the state being able to contribute to all of the different elections, whether it's the local mayoral races, the referendums that are on the ballot, and school board of the voter, all the way up to the state voter reform, which is the big statewide race on the ballot Tuesday. So if you haven't made a plan yet to be a voter, you can take advantage of early voting between today and tomorrow, the end of the week. Exactly. I love that. Look at that graphic. MyVote.wi.gov and the website to learn more about early voting, check out the registration status, and to make a plan to be a voter between now and next Tuesday. And if you vote, you want to tune in Tuesday. We're going to have a special coverage of Asheville, Wisconsin, hosting Kristen. We're going to do an hour from 7 to 8 p.m. And once the polls close on Tuesday, Terry Bell, our news director, and all the hosts of the show, will be anchoring the coverage of hours to state. Hopefully, we'll get some of our results. So, expecting a decent amount of coverage around the state, several hours, 8 to hopefully not 1 or 2 a.m. like those guys are answering back in the November midterms. But you can tune in to the city around the state for all the extensive coverage. So, you'll be looking for it.
I was going to say, as long as the results come in by, say, 8:31, I'll be able to catch that. But after that, celebrities. Like, I noticed kind of the other day, Ben Whitler, since he became chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has brought in all kinds of other power. And I noticed that John Bowser Bauman was on a call a couple of days ago, marched in the Houston Post, as Bowser raised for all those years. He marched in a parade day one year. He went out and was running for Congress. I think he was in some other parades for other candidates to run. Big crowd favorite, those still after all these years. There's a group that remembers Shana very well. And so when you're looking for those names that will help motivate people down the road, we're going to kind of bring together this last road, the cast of Grease coming down there too. I mean, there will come a time down the road where they will say, we're bringing back the group from Upper News Radio, Luke and Aaron and Kristen and Pat. And they'll say, wow, you guys have an age of bit. Sunshine, Luke, and you kind of run up the college 2 or 3 to make up for the energy suckage that comes from me and Aaron and the 2 matters. Luke, we appreciate you as well. Have a great day. You'll need hands. Show me 2 o'clock.
Talk about vaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You
know of as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with Greg Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of the Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.